in the first place, we believe that there is the need for broader consultation and, again, a lot of explanation to be made. And we believe that when the time comes for us to meet with the FDA, we'll be able to sit with them to look at this again.
Can you brief us on some of the issues you discussed at your meeting?
We have not had a meeting formally amongst ourselves, but we are engaging with our members individually. We are talking to them. We are finding out. We are collating their views, as it were. And then the Executive Council will be able to convene a meeting, and then we'll put everything together and come out with our position.
I read a story from Giba, and your main point seemed to be on revenue that will be lost if there's a ban on advertisement of alcoholic beverages. Looking at the problems we face as a developing country, will encouraging this because of economic gains do us any good?
In the first place, I don't know how it has been concluded that GIBA is looking at the economic gain or the loss that we are going to make. Obviously, what affects us is our programming, first and foremost. We have not sat down at the loss, because the point is we need to consider what we are doing, what we are being asked to do. Then we'll be able to come out with whatever is going to be in the economic loss or not. So we are not looking at that yet. We haven't looked at that immediately. The issue about doing the country some harm, the question we are asking ourselves is, the harm in the advertising or the harm is in the consumption of alcohol? There is a question that is floating around that needs to be asked. Why do you give them license and ask them not to advertise? Why do you give them license to produce the alcohol in the first place, and then you tell them don't advertise it? Why do you give them the go-ahead to sell the alcohol to people, and then you say don't advertise it? Is there harm in the advertisement? So what about the billboards? What about the print? What about the vehicles that are branded? The information is out there, and that is what is enticing people to drink. Is it just about what time? Why are you asking that it should be at a particular time? Is there any survey to tell us how many children watch television after 8 p.m.? So all these things need to be taken into consideration.
You just heard the president of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, Andrew Danso.